We have you scooch up here. What's this gentleman's name?
This is Scott.
Okay, make sure you're talking to the microphone because I can hear you, but the millions of people who are tuned into Monday Night Talk cannot hear you.
Okay.
And that's what's important. So that microphone right there, that's your friend. And make sure you guys talk into it. And so the idea of having this, the concept of the back-to-back segment yourself with John Yuzwinski is giving back during the holidays. And this is the start of the tough time of year for organizations like Father Bill's in Mainspring and local food pantries.
Right.
And I know it's year-round that the food pantries, it has its different things that it has to deal with. But I would think that in the colder months, that the need is even greater. Would you say that's
yes,
correct?
During the winter months, our the number of people that come in, say 50 to 100 more people we feed a month in the wintertime, when the cost of oil and electricity is, you know, even more hard to bear.
Now, who's the gentleman who's with you?
This is Scott Baker, and he's been a longtime volunteer. He actually interviews our neighbors when they come into the pantry and fills out their food order for them. And
so yes. Introduce yourself. So now, are you related to the governor?
I am not at all, no.
Okay.
No. I'm related to nobody famous in this state.
Okay, all right.
But what I do, I think, is a great thing to do. Volunteering at the food pantry is wonderful, and you get to talk to the people one-on-one and understand what they're going through and help them and get them what they need. Not just anything we have, but just what they need. We have a selection. We get them to choose from this or this. I don't know. It makes me very happy that they leave there with that smile on their face.
How long have you been doing it, Scott?
I'm going to guess 15 years. We don't have a real date.
My goodness, 15 years, huh?
Yeah.
So then you'd be able to answer this. So right around this time of year, what seems to be the greatest need, the thing that the shelter, that the food pantry cannot keep on the shelves because it's in great need?
I have to say, honestly, we have a pretty good pantry, and we've got... We don't run out of things very often.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we don't ever.
No, but I'm saying though,
but I haven't noticed it happening.
I would say meats, produce, those are the hardest things to keep on the shelf.
Right, yeah, because it's got a shelf life. I mean,
it has a shelf life, and it has a big turnover. So to get the supply that we need at the right time, it's always harder. We don't have the gardeners growing in the summertime and that sort of thing. So we like to have fresh meat and fresh produce, as well as all the canned goods and the dry goods. And where we have more people coming in, and of course the holidays, we always give out food baskets too.
Sharon, where exactly is the Hanson Food Pantry located?
We are on High Street, 228 High Street. It's in back of the building that used to be the Extension Service in Hanson,
okay.
Or it was Plymouth County Extension Service. And we're in the back building, and there's a ramp there. So, and there's a big sign by the road, 228 High Street.
And are you open 5 days a week or 7 days?
We are open any day of the week for emergencies, but our official hours are Tuesdays. First half of the day and in the evening.
Sharon, we've seen, we have a lot of food pantries that we worked with, of course, across the South Shore, but we've seen the Boston Food Bank giving more to children's programs and have kind of not been able to raise the resources or a little cut back in a sense of helping food pantries and also food programs like Father Bill's. Were you ever a recipient? Have you felt anything of a decrease from more of the mainstream resources, or have you always been more of a community response in a sense of donations?
We get about 80% of our food from the food bank in Boston,
yeah.
And we've seen that the amount of USDA and MEFAP foods are greatly decreased. Those are the Mass Emergency Food Assistance Program, and the USDA is the government program. So our selections are less from them. But they do work with us in every way possible, and they also connect us to local partners such as Target. And we've been told that we're going to be connected with Shaw's in Hanson and be a direct community partner with them. So they've been a tremendous aid to us. Well, we could do what we're doing, but we couldn't give as much as we do without them. And the community we live in of Hanson is great. There are tremendous people. They're very giving. And whenever we say we need help, they'll put forth a little more help.
What is Amazon Smile? What is that?
Amazon Smile is when you order anything off Amazon.
And you smile?
You smile and you put in Hanson as the person.
Oh, okay.
And they give a percentage of your sale to whatever charity you put in.
That's pretty unique.
It is unique.
How long has this been going on?
We've only been doing it since probably about 3/4 of a year.
And
I don't know the amount of money that we've gotten in from it, but we do get it. And so we're hoping that through venues such as this and the local cable channel and the paper, that people will be more aware of it.
How about the idea of if somebody's looking to give donations, what's some of the clever ways that folks can give donations?
Well, some of the great ways to do it is to have a party for the purpose. And here we are at the holidays when you have family gatherings and parties. Mm. You can have people bring food instead of exchanging gifts. You can give a gift to someone who has everything by giving a gift to the pantry, a donation. You can give a gift in memory of someone. What else? People do a lot of parties at work, and they have people bring in donations for that. And recently, a friend of mine had a wine tasting party, and she had everybody bring a bag of toiletries as a gift, because food pantries need all those things to keep you clean and healthy, like toothpaste, deodorant, razors, laundry soap, dish soap, bars of soap.
All right. So. Now, how are you doing for the upcoming holiday in a couple of days? Are you still fielding calls at this particular time?
As a matter of fact,
folks in need?
We are still giving out baskets of food, especially for Thanksgiving. I just came from a visit. A lady came from another town where the pantry was closed for the week, and they had no food at all. So we gave them all the regular food and other non-food items, as well as their meal for Thanksgiving. So we have emergencies all the time. We're distributing our regular food tomorrow, but also we have people coming in specifically for the Thanksgiving baskets.
How many people would you say the food pantry sees on an annual basis?
Oh, heck. Quick, do you do the math? It's about 250 a month, 250 people
250,
times
okay.
12.
Wow. So 2,500.
Say 3,000.
Let's say 3,000. That was good. And I think you're right.
Yeah.
It is about 3,000.
Yeah, it is.
It is about 3,000, and that's not too bad. Now, after we get past Thanksgiving, we think that you'd be prepping for Christmas.
We will be prepping for a little extra food at Christmas too, so families can have a celebration just like everybody else.
Now, what's the way that you give things out? Do you prepare things, and is it like a box type of thing? Do you have baskets? What do you do?
Well, we try to have, we use boxes. That's the most practical for us to get. And what we do is put in what we normally have at home. You know, a main meat, fresh vegetables, mixture of canned vegetables, fruits, rolls, pies.
How important is it having local businesses assist in help? Because I want to say there was something that took place not too long ago that you've had businesses that would give a percentage of a day's take it's like a restaurant. Maybe it might be like 10% would go towards the food pantry. How giving have the local businesses
been?
Well,
the Meadowbrook restaurant in Hanson recently gave 20% off anybody that came in to eat. It went to the food pantry. And that was the first time we'd ever done that. Other charities have done it, so we thought we would try it too. They've been most generous to us. Shaw's in Hanson, they have a turkey bucks thing at the holidays, and those are meals that are cooked, which are great for older people who can't cook or maybe don't have an oven to cook also. And those are donated. They defrost them in their special refrigerators, and we get them, and we give those out too. So those are a complete cooked holiday meal.
Sharon, do you see people coming to the food pantry that maybe aren't just in need of food, but maybe just because they have a relationship with you guys and trust you guys, start to share maybe other troubles that they're having with paying rent or utilities?
Yes.
And what do you do to refer them to, have you seen an uptick in that?
Yeah. Well, when people come in to see us, they don't just need food. They need They need a friendly smile, and they need to know someone cares. Many people come, and it's a very traumatic event to them, and some of them break down and cry when they come the first time. Mm-hmm. They're embarrassed, they're ashamed, they've never done this before. So it's not an easy thing. So you have to have a compassionate listener like Scott, who's very encouraging.
15 years.
Yeah. To people of all ages, you know, because we have all ages that come. And we have a list of resources that we refer people to where they can go to get help to pay their utilities or their mortgage or their rent, or how do they apply for food stamps, or where do they go for fuel assistance. So we have that resource.
Great.
Resource list for them.
Did you want to weigh in, Scott, or something?
I was listening, waiting to see if I need to jump in.
Again, for 15 years, you've done intake. I mean, is there a particular demographic that you see more so than not that come in looking for assistance, or is it kind of evenly spread from folks in their 20s to folks who are older?
I have to say mostly a lot of people.
Right into the microphone.
I'm sorry. A lot of people are around my age who have had a bad time with their job or with in their lives for whatever reason, and it's so heartbreaking to see that, and that's what I've seen recently.
I think every month we get at least three or four, or not more, new families that come in. And it's always something that just happened, an illness, a loss of a job, a loss of a partner that brings them in.
And they got to find a way to deal financially, and
right.
Food isn't one of those things that's on the list.
Right.
Unfortunately, no.
So that's the greatest need. Everybody needs food, and after that, they need shelter and clothing, and so we give them the resources to go to for that.
If folks want to find out more information about the Hanson Food Pantry, how can they do that? If they want to volunteer, they want to offer maybe some goods, or maybe they might want to maybe give some money, how can they do that?
Okay, we have a Facebook page, Hanson Food Pantry. We have a web page, Hanson Food Pantry. So those are two ways. And also, I think we're on the Hanson page, the web page too, for Hanson.
Okay.
So the hours are there, who to contact if you want to volunteer. There's also a list of what you can donate and who you can call to volunteer.
Okay. Mark, John, any further questions?
You know, thank you for continuing your support. It's greatly needed.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Big plans for the holidays?
Big plans?
Yeah, do you have a favorite?
Myself?
Yeah, write it in the microphone, if you will.
Okay. My big job for the holiday is to cook for 18 this year, and it's usually about the same or more, all our family, grandchildren, extended family. And my favorite thing about Thanksgiving is when we sit back, have dessert, and play games.
Really?
Yeah.
Dessert? What's your favorite dessert?
I'd say apple pie.
Yeah.
Okay. and is there a game that your family won't let you play because you skunked them at it?
No. We like to play things that everybody can contribute, everybody of every age, so it's usually... Sometimes it's usually a team game where people can join together, weak and strong.
Good, Sharon.
How about you, Scott? You big plans for Thanksgiving? Is there something about Thanksgiving that you like, whether it's a certain part of the meal, maybe it's what you do post-meal, dessert?
When I was younger, it was way different than it is now. And I liked it better then because we saw the extended family then, my mother's aunts and uncles. But now, this year, I'm going to my mother-in-law's apartment, and she's cooking us dinner. And this is a woman who just had a leg amputated.
Wow.
Yeah, and she wants us over, and she's having us cook for us for dinner.
God
and
bless
that's
her.
Wonderful.
She was a volunteer at the food pantry, too.
Yes, she was, and she loved it. And I look forward to the day if she can. She should do my job.
Favorite dessert?
You know, my favorite. I love apple pie. I do. I love it hot. Don't eat out. I don't need wait to call that. Yeah. Ice cream with it.
Okay. Larry likes ice cream. Larry likes ice cream on his. Yeah.
Oh, I like ice cream, but I don't need it.
Yeah. Apple pie's not up there for me. It really isn't.
No?
I would go blueberry. I would go egg custard, pumpkin, pecan.
Chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding all day long.
You haven't had my pie.
Really? Really? What's so special about your pie?
It's just the kind of pie that my grandmother made. Mm, she taught me.
Maybe you should make two and bring one over to my house.
Okay, I will.
You should make three and bring one over to my house. How about that?
Okay.
I want to thank John for hanging in for this segment because he did ask a couple of great questions. A guy in the know. I want to thank Sharon and Scott for coming in. Also, I'll extend a thank you to Laura Fitzgerald Kemet, who helped. The idea, the concept of the show is, other than when we were talking to the sheriff was supposed to have like a little bit of a historical thing. That was his contribution to Thanksgiving. but we get to talk about a different topic that I thought was needed when we had him come in, but was to talk about Thanksgiving and to talk about those who are in need. And to have a little fun talking about the art of Thanksgiving, because everybody has their own fond memories of what Thanksgiving was like, whether you were a kid sitting at the kids' table or, you know, as an adult, or if you're married, or, you know, you have a large family like I do. It's, you know, it's definitely interesting to hear the different stories. So that was the idea of having John in to talk about those in need, talking with
food pantry.
The food pantry, and I reached out to Laura because every time we turn around, Laura is, you know, she's one of the top soldiers for the Hanson Food Pantry.
She is, yes.
So I thought I would reach out to her and ask her, and she was. We thank her very much, and we thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you,
and spending a few moments. And Scott, also thank you for coming in, talking about your 15 years of volunteering. We are going to step aside for a few moments. We're going to shift gears. We're going to go from Thanksgiving to talking a little bit about the holidays in the city of Brockton here on Monday Night Talk, only on 95.9 WATD.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.